Big plays, the theme of the ball game as the Jaguars' defense comes up with takeaways, sacks, interceptions, something they've been looking for a long time. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. The Jaguars beat the Cleveland Browns 24-6 today at Everbank Field to earn their first win of the season. And it wasn't the usual suspects. The Jaguars got the ground attack rushing. They got their run defense cranked up, and they got big plays from the defense, like that one from Telvin Smith, when they needed it most. And to a man in the locker room, there was elation, there was even relief for a football team that has worked and worked and worked to earn that first win, to validate all the things they've been working towards.
Don't get consumed in losses and don't revel in accomplishments, but we revel a little bit today. You know, I told them, let's revel for 24 hours, man. Let's have fun with it, enjoy it. I mean, I'm just so excited for our guys, so excited. You know, we see it every day. We see them how, I mean, people come in here and they say, I can't believe this team, their attitude and how positive they are and how they go about it. And then to see it come together and, you know, we said, hey, something good's about to happen, and they believe it.
It's awesome. You know, obviously to get a win is unbelievable. You know, I think it's pretty cool. You know, how involved the fans were was a great feeling. You know, that was awesome, you know, to see the defense play as well as they did. For us to put them in some backup situations, for me to put them in some backup situations, and them to bow up and play as well as they did, really cool. As well as with the offensive line and the run game.
You can feel us getting better. You can feel us. You know what I mean? Sniffing victory a little bit, but we finally, you know, came through today. Like I said, the defense had a great effort today. Offensive line did a great job, and, you know, D-Rob and Blake and other guys did a great job today back there running the ball. So, you know, hats off to them guys.
It feels great. Man, to see everybody come together after six losses, to keep battling like this, all the preparation that went into it, it's incredible, man. The leadership on the team is incredible. We just got to keep building off of it.
Denard Robinson got the start, and boy, did he deliver. 22 rushing attempts, 127 yards, and his first NFL touchdown. That's 5.8 yards per carry. He moved the chains. He got good yardage on first and second down, so the third and short was available to Blake Bortles today. It set up play action. The ground game cranked out 187 yards total. Offense, defense alike agreed that was a huge steal.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, the offensive line fired off the ball, and I'm like, I got to do the same thing. When they give me an opportunity, let's go. Let's fire off the ball and go with them. So they gave me the opportunity. When they fired off the ball, I was like, all right, I see where it's going to be today.
Oh, D-Rob did an incredible job running the ball. You know, Storm and Todman, all those guys did a great job running the ball, setting up our blocks. And, you know, I think we just – it's just kind of been a building thing. It's kind of been a process. You know, we're a younger group, and that's not ever an excuse, but, you know, it takes time to get that stuff going.
A few game notes for you. Actually, in the aftermath of the first win, we've got several big notes for you. Denard Robinson, we mentioned he had his first NFL touchdown. He also got his first 100-yard game with 127 yards, and that was part of a 187-yard day for the Jaguars' ground game, which was their best output of the season. The Jaguars' defense, boy, did they come up big against the Browns, who were averaging 146 yards rushing per game coming in, third best in the NFL. They finished with just 69 yards on the day. Telvin Smith came up with a huge sack and forced fumble, as you saw. He also had his first NFL interception later in the ballgame. And finally, Paul Posluszny did not finish the game with a pectoral injury. And we're told also that Andre Branch had a groin strain, and he did not finish the ballgame. So the Jaguars earned their first win of the season at home in front of their fans, 24-6. Stay tuned to Jaguars.com throughout the rest of the afternoon and into the evening for the best Jaguars coverage. 24-6 your final. For Rapid Recap, I'm Brian Sexton.